Father Eamon Murray has called us from England today. Father Eamon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? You're a Catholic priest in England.
I am. I'm just saddened by the whole episode. Not just this particular episode, but all the cases of abuse within the church. And I watched your programme last night, and it was very sad indeed to hear what was being said by Brendan Boland. And it's just abhorrent, the whole thing. And a lot of priests, and I speak for many, feel totally demoralised by the whole thing. I'm from Northern Ireland originally. I minister here in England. But I've been listening to a lot of the debate, and shocking. Shocking, sad, and abhorrent.
And Cardinal Sean Brady has decided that he should stay in his job. He should stay in his role.
Well, I think Cardinal Brady will have to do a lot of soul searching, and no doubt that's what he's doing. But I think it's time for people to take responsibility. And as Mary Collins was saying earlier in your debate, some Irish bishops have resigned over less, particularly the Bishop of Kildare and Loughlin, Bishop Moriarty, who resigned very quickly in similar circumstances. And it's perhaps a time for people to take responsibility for what they may have done and what they may not have done.
And Father Eamon, before I ask you the next question, I'm just reading today now that Father Brand Darcy has said that if he was in the position of Cardinal Sean Brady, he would find it difficult to continue. I need to ask you a straight question, and this is a time for people within the church to say what they think. Do you think Cardinal Sean Brady should step down?
Well, as I said, he will obviously have to do a lot of soul searching. I'm sure that's what he's doing. All I will say is that perhaps it's now a time for people to take responsibility for action or inaction, whenever that may have been, whether it was 1975 or 1985 or today. Any case of abuse, priests are duty-bound to take it to the civil and statutory authorities, as well as to the church authorities as well. I know here in England we're bound to do that. We act under very strict procedures. And that's for any case of abuse.
If you were in the position of Cardinal Sean Brady, would you stay or would you go?
I think personally, if I was in that position, I would have gone a long time ago. Because it's your own moral credibility that has suffered. And I've listened to a lot of people, and naturally people are angry with the church, and rightly so. And I feel that anger, and I feel that hurt and pain. And it pains me too to see people who have practiced their faith for long time, many years, leaving the church as a result of losing credibility in hierarchy and in people in responsibility in the church, and that pains me. And I speak not just for myself, but I'm sure I speak for a lot of clerics.
When you watched the This World documentary, and you then watched the Nolan television show last night, and you hear one of the victims, Brendan Boland.
Well, to be honest with you, Stephen, I've held off watching the BBC Two documentary because I was just so sickened by the whole debate that was running yesterday in the news.
When you hear Brendan Boland describe how uncomfortable he was as a 14-year-old boy being subjected to the intimacy of the questions that were being directed towards him.
Mm. I would have felt the same way. I would have felt the same way. I was only 3 years old in 1975. But if it was me, and I tried to put myself in the similar kind of position, I would have felt sickened to my stomach.
How much damage is it doing to the Catholic Church at this moment in time?
I think it's doing quite a lot of damage, and we know that from the amount of people who have spoken in your programs, the amount of people in the pew, as it were, who are leaving the church, and that's, I feel very sad about that and very hurt about that, and it will take a long, long, long time before that's ever put right again.
Father Eamon Murray, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Thank you.